It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush is in Singapore today. It's part of his trip to Asia that will also take him to Vietnam and Indonesia. Earlier today, the president toured the Asian Civilizations Museum. After a short concert performance by musicians playing traditional instruments, including gongs, Mr. Bush was persuaded to try his hand. That's President Bush improvising. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne was at that concert in Singapore. And Don, that instrument is? Sounds like a xylophone?
It's a sarong, I believe is how you say it. It's funny. The president is often serenaded or entertained by local musicians when he's overseas. Sometimes he seems very engaged, sometimes less so. But there he was today. He actually got down on his knees, down behind the instrument, and he pounded away on the keys with a small rubber mallet, sort of picking out a tune. You said improvising. I'll let people judge on their own what it actually was.
Okay, so on to the serious event of the day, a major speech by the president at the University of Singapore. What did he have to say?
Well, the president argues that economic ties between the U.S. and Asia have been good for all nations involved, that such openness must continue, that it shouldn't be rolled back. And he seemed to be referring there to the incoming Democratic Congress in the U.S., where some have been critical, very critical, of free trade deals that have been signed over the years. The president argued today that trade lifts people out of poverty and that it's a tool to help spread freedom. He also, in the context of all of this, talked about terrorism and the need for the U.S. and its Asian partners to work together on that score as well. He said that the threat of terrorism is very real and that no country can assume it won't be hit. Here's the president.
The danger is unmistakable. In an age of unprecedented technological advances, irresponsible behavior by a few can have catastrophic consequences for the entire world.
So, Renee, that was one of the main themes he hit at what was the keynote speech for this trip. And I should tell you, too, if it's a little noisy in the background, I'm in a press room here set up in Singapore.
Right. We're hearing that. Well, Don, tomorrow we'll find the president in Hanoi, Vietnam, for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Talk to us about that.
Right. And it is, at its core, an economic and trade summit, but hanging over everything there is the topic of North Korea and its nuclear weapons program. The president will promote, again, the multinational talks that are aimed at disarming North Korea. He'll meet with the other countries that are involved in those talks. It really is crisis number one for the nations in this region, and it'll be a major topic of discussion.
And, Don, this is the president's first trip overseas since the Republicans lost control of the House and the Senate. Has that defeat limited what the president can do on this trip?
It's hard to say so far, but these election results do definitely weaken the president politically. And those leaders he meets with on this trip will be watching him closely, not just to see if he's got the same resolve on key issues, but also to be able to see if he'll be able to follow through on things now that the GOP no longer is the dominant party in Washington.
Thanks very much, NPR's Don Gagne, speaking from Singapore, where President Bush is visiting today.